a steam cooker. What is it called? Yes, for steaming vegetables and meats.
Is that the same thing as a pressure cooker?
No, it's not a pressure cooker.
Then I don't know what it is.
It's you put water in the bottom thing, and then you have a perforated layer that you can put, let's say, a chicken in that you want to steam. Then on the top, you have a divided compartment that you can put two kinds of vegetables in.
Is it electric?
Mm-hmm. It's electric. Huh. I haven't used it. It just came last week. But for steaming,
a nice kind of thing, anyway.
Rather than
what do you call a coin-operated self-service laundry?
A launderette.
Anything else?
A launderette. I don't think so.
Would you ever call it a washateria?
Yes, a washateria.
Would that be, you would usually say?
I would say, I'm going to the washateria. I think it all depends on what it's called. In a given neighborhood.
I see.
Many of them are called washaterias. And many of them are called launderettes.
I think I would say I'm going to go do my laundry and I wouldn't name the place. Let's see.
Or to a wash house.
You use wash house?
Yes.
Is that an older term or what?
No, I think that's just colloquial.
Huh.
Going to the wash house.
Interesting. Okay. The electric thing that you clean your rugs with is a...
A vacuum cleaner.
Yeah, and the thing inside that you have to take out every now and then
is the
because it's full of dirt.
Vacuum bag.
Yeah, fine. And what do you call the machines that some people have that reduces the garbage into a little?
Trash compactor.
Mm-hmm. And what do you call a big container for garbage?
A garbage can.
And how about the ones that they have in apartment complexes, the great big things?
That's a dumpster.
Would you call it a some kind of dumpster?
I call it Dempsey dumpster.
Okay.
And maybe they are all Dempsey dumpsters, but I call them all Dempsey dumpsters.
Okay, I think you said it about at least two different ways there.
Mm-hmm.
And I think there are at least 12 different ways that people say that. That's a funny item.
Mm-hmm.
I'm told that it's named for a man in Knoxville named Dempster. And it's a
Dempster.
But nobody ever
Dempster.
Says that.
Nobody says Dempster.
Unless they live in Knoxville and they know the man.
Dempster. Dempster Dumpster. I'm glad to know that. Because I call him Dempsey.
Yeah, most people do. Or Dipsy or Dipsty. They're all just all kinds of funny things people say. What do you call an enclosed room in a house designed to receive a lot of sunlight?
I call it a sunroom.
Mm-hmm.
If it's for flowers, I call it a solarium.
Mm-hmm. Then an informal room in the house, which is just for watching television or relaxing.
A den or
Earlier in the interview, you said family room.
Family room.
Is that the same as a den?
Yes, that would be the same as a den.
Okay. What do you call a room with a toilet and a sink but no bath or shower?
A lavatory.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And, what would you call this style house with just only three rooms straight in a line?
Only three rooms straight in a line. I don't know what I call that.
Do you know the term shotgun house?
Yeah, shotgun. That's right, where the hall goes straight through. If it has a hall, it goes straight through. Or you go from one room to the next. That's right.
Now, I meant you go from one room to the next.
To the next room with a shotgun.
Now, suppose there is a hall, and then just two big rooms on each side of the hall.